Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there it is right there. Got to get back. Payback. Revenge. It's one of my favorite songs ever recorded. I'm mad.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you and the listeners. I can't hear anything.
This is James Brown.
Well, I would love to hear him.
Payback.
Because where we're broadcasting at Fido from the World Cup selection party, it's so loud in the background, I can't hear anything.
Payback.
I'm glad you can. And I can hear you doing it, so that's helping me.
Get down with my guy friend.
That sounds perfect. I can't hear anything. Midday show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Like we said, broadcasting live from Fido World Cup selection party. Just 45 minutes or so from now, they're going to start releasing the different groupings ahead of the 2026 World Cup. So as we know them, we will tell them to you. And as the day goes on, we'll have various different guests sit down with us here live from the party. Brad Guzan was with us about half hour ago. We're going to have the mayor on?
Yes.
Mayor Andre Dickens is going to be on the show?
Yes.
I don't think we've ever had any, like, powerful
political folks on the show. They
don't let us do that stuff. So, we're going to ask the hard hitters, man.
Yeah.
We're going to go after him.
Yep.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Anyway, he'll be on with us in the 12 o'clock hour. But as always on Fridays at 11:40, the head of Georgia football games, Roddy DeBalsi from UGASports.com joins us. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
I'm doing fine, guys. Hey, I was the ninth grade treasurer of my class, so don't tell me you haven't had some big name politicians on your show. That kind of hurts my feelings.
So,
it was a contested election, but we had a write-in campaign. I got in there, but no, we had to play a little payback there, and I didn't know Randy had such good pipes, but he could sing it really well, and that's hopefully what Georgia gets this week when they face Alabama. It's going to be everyone's thinking about that first game where the Dogs came a yard short of one tackle short of winning that game. But both teams are just handicapped. Threw Bobo out, LT Overton out. It is a battle of attrition to see who's going to win this game. So I know a lot of people want to read into the last game, but this one's going to feel completely different to me.
Tell me about Drew Bobo. Obviously, not going to play tomorrow, but is there any chance that he's going to be back with Georgia at any point during this run?
He texted a friend of mine and said he's out. So when I took that to be out as an out, he's going to have surgery. Everyone saw him walking into the locker room, to be looked at. They looked okay. He's walking fine. It's like, he's walking under his own power. But I think it's a broken bone in his foot, maybe a Lisfranc fracture or something like that. And those take forever to heal. They're looking at different possibilities. He doesn't want to miss the game Saturday, so he's going to wait till after that game, get the surgery. So, I don't think we'll see him the rest of the year, which puts Georgia in a real pickle because, Malachi Tolliver, that's a guy coming off his own surgery earlier in the year. And I'm not trying to throw the kid under the bus, but he's not as good as Drew Bobo. Drew Bobo will probably be, second team All-SEC. This is a guy who could go to the maybe first team. He was probably going to go in the NFL draft, or at least he would be looked at. If he wanted to go, he would be drafted. But now I think maybe he comes back next year because, he'll miss all the combine and stuff like that. So it's a good news, bad news situation. But they'll have all week to work Malachi Tolliver and maybe Cortez Smith, the true freshman, who is he's on that level of Juan Gaston and Dontrell Glover. He's going to be an elite player, but he's got so few snaps. So,
right.
Because he's been banged up. So it's a real question at center right now for Georgia. But at least they'll have had, you know, 8 days to work on it.
Rock, take me back to last Saturday. Last Friday against Georgia Tech. What did you see offensively for this team? Was Tech doing something different, or was it just the offense wasn't clicking?
Little column A, little column B. Gunnar Stockton was not on target. And right. Then when Bobo goes down, that kills your very effective run game. I mean, that's the one thing they could do. Losing him made it really tough. But, you know, I was told this about Gunner's, like, he was so psyched up for this game, he was probably vibrating inside his helmet. This guy just bouncing back and forth, wanting to win this game. And I feel like maybe he's pressing a little too hard, and you got to be a quarterback, not a middle linebacker. And that's kind of the way he was geeked up for it. But also, Georgia tried passing on first down, and they missed a lot of those.
Yes.
Well, so what happens when you're looking at second and 10? What are you going to do? You're going to run the ball. Now, what is Tech? Tech knows is coming, so they send seven. And Georgia would get a hat on a hat, but when they bring more guys and you have blockers, they take away your run. And now here's the thing. You sell out to stop the run, and sometimes good things happen. Sometimes, as we saw, they got gashed. So Tech was playing the odds. They guessed right more than they guessed wrong, and they kind of stymied Georgia's offense. So, also, and this is not a shove against Josh McCreary, but handing the ball to him 13 times instead of Chauncey Bowen, that's not a recipe for success, you know, on your own 30. If you get on the other side of the field and you want to start pounding number two, and especially when Georgia's sitting on, like, goal, first and goal from the seven, I'm like, okay, that's an automatic touchdown from McCreary. Give it to him three times. But he saved your bacon many times, but I just don't see him as being the elite back who can run those pulls and counters.
I agree.
Yeah, how much is that about Bowen still kind of being banged up versus, I mean, I don't know if they're trying to preserve him for the SEC championship game or whatever. How do you see the carries breaking down tomorrow against Bama?
I think Nate Frazier. Remember the Alabama game with Nate? He fumbles on Georgia's side of the field. The defense bows up and holds him to a field goal. That was the difference in the game. Frazier gets benched and then plays very sparingly in the next three, 4 weeks. And when he comes back in, he's just a different guy altogether. He's working, you know, Randy's was taught, you know, 3 points of contact on the ball. This kid's got 14 different points of contact. You know, he's running differently. He's hunched over the ball. It's like, it's not Nate Frazier. But you've seen him in the last few weeks. He looks different. So I think he's going to have something to prove tomorrow, as is Chauncey Bowen. He's always missed a couple games. I think he's healthy enough to get out there. So I don't want to say 50-50, but Georgia needs to be able to run the ball in this defense.
Yeah.
Take a little of the pressure off of, Gunnar Stockton, and just keep Ty Simpson on the sideline. So, here's the other thing. If I'm Mike Bobo, and I never want to give him advice, but I'm just thinking, you haven't really used Gunnar a lot running. This might be the week to send him as well. Because you know Ty Simpson can run it, so hey, don't just let him run it when he needs to. Call some actual runs for him and make Alabama adjust to that. And when you have Chauncey Bowens in the backfield, you know you can throw to him. You know you can throw to Nate Frazier. I'm sure we'll see Cash Jones in there. It's going to be a pick your poison for the Alabama defense, because Georgia's not going to be tipping their hat as to whether it's run or pass.
And throw it to the damn tight ends.
Please, for the love of all that's holy, you know.
Yes.
And here's the thing, I'm fine with 13 personnel the whole game. You know, give me Lawson Lucky, Oscar Delp, and Elias Williams out there.
Get number 10 out there. Yeah, get number 10 out there as much as possible.
And here's the thing, he didn't play last time, did he?
He did,
that's true.
Yeah, let's see what he can do.
What about defensively, Rod? I mean, they're getting better and better, Rod. I mean, I don't know. It might have been a month ago. I was like, Rod, is this team ever going to be able to rush a pass? And you're like, Like, they've been a lot better. Is it more the scheming, or is it just the personnel just getting more and more experience, especially those guys on the edge?
I asked somebody on the defensive side specifically that. I'm like, okay, I'm out there publicly saying this defense is not good, and now they're playing better. So what was I wrong? He's like, no, you were right. To start, I was like, okay, because that's the only thing that matters, guys, is whether or not I was right, not whether or not anything else happened. <You know? laughs> But he said, look, Gabe, first-year starter, you know, number zero on one side. Quartavious Johnson says not only is he a first-year starter, you know, he didn't play that much defense in high school. Look at our guys in the secondary, you know, DeMello Jones, first-year starter, Ellis Robinson, first-year starter. And he said the same problem we had before, whether it was, you know, the pass rush making it tough on the secondary or the secondary not being able to hold long enough for the pass rush to get home. He says the same, you know, system that was working uncomplimentary the first time is now working complimentary, and we are getting home on some of these guys. We're getting a pass rush. He also said, keep an eye on big number 90, you know, Elijah Griffin, sometimes just bull rushing his guard into the quarterback's lap, you know, and then Christian Miller just kind of zipping through there. So they're getting pressure from the inside, from the outside, and they're sticking with their coverage a little bit longer. And it's not leaps and bounds, but, you know, they're number three in the SEC in scoring defense. So the numbers are kind of also showing that defense has gotten better.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you where Georgia has improved the most from the first time they played Bama till now, and I probably pretty clearly the answer is defensively. So maybe more specifically defensively, or if you want to go another direction, where's Georgia better now than they were in September?
It's got to be in the secondary. I mean, this was – we talked about the fact that they converted, 13 of 19 first downs. I think they went 7-7, or actually it might have been 8-8. I think it was 7-7 in the first quarter on third down.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, that was bad enough. Yeah, well, they were also hitting in the second quarter too. So Georgia's gotten a lot better there. But, I mean, the first four – was the first 7-8 games they had 4 picks, and then they've had 4 picks in the last 3 games. And again, that's not the number one caveat, but actually they were dead last in sacks. Now they've got more sacks, but some of the sacks have been thanks to the secondary. So I really think the secondary, which was such an Achilles heel, and people kept saying, well, do you think Georgia can win the SEC? I'm like, hell, I'm worried about them winning their next game. Because, I mean, look how good Joey Aguilar at Tennessee looked against that secondary. Look how good Kentucky looked good against them. I mean, Auburn was torching these guys. They made Jackson Arnold look like a Hall of Famer. So whoever they faced, that quarterback was just salivating. And now it's not as easy. So that's been the big jump. It's still not great, but it's leaps and bounds from where they were.
Right, last one, and my favorite phrase that you say is what we're hearing. What were you hearing about the flip of the quarterback to Vanderbilt?
So when it first came out that he might flip, I talked to a money guy. I was actually in his suite in the Mercedes-Benz Dome for the Georgia Tech game, which is really nice, by the way. I sent you a picture, Randy. I hope you enjoyed that.
They did. They did.
Yeah, and so I'm asking him, hey, what's going on, Curtis? What's going on with Curtis? He says we're stepping up. They won't outspend us. We've got, you know, more people involved in this. They called in some folks, so he's got a great NIL package. He says if we lose them, it'll be the playing time, and that's exactly what it came down to. The kid's mom wanted him to come to UGA. His agent wanted him to come to UGA, but the kid wants to play in his first year. And if you come to Georgia right now, you're going to be sitting behind Gunnar Stockton, maybe Ryan Puglisi, maybe Ryan Montgomery. Go to Vandy. You don't have to. You don't even have to pack up your stuff. You just go over to practice, and you're the starter. So that's what it all came down to.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, that's kind of what we speculated.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing money at him.
Yeah.
Got to come down to something else. Roddy, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy DeBalsa there, UGASports.com, every single Friday ahead of Georgia football games. We knew it. I mean, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's in the suite with the money man.
Yeah, he's seen that picture, though.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, man. But I'm so excited for this game tomorrow, Buck. Yep. Man, it's like I said, it's going to be a great time, and it's probably going to be another damn classic because it's damn Georgia-Bama.
Yep.
It's Georgia-Bama.
Probably.
It's just what it is. Ain't no, well, if Georgia blows, like, would you consider what we did to Texas a blowout?
Yeah.
See, we're not going to do – I don't think we do that.
Yeah. I think it was, but it also, you know, it was close.
It was close.
In the second half.
And then Georgia
scores that touchdown, gets the onside kick, scores again, and yeah. But they also – they pretty well dominated from get-go in that game. Yeah, I would be surprised if that happens in this game for a lot of different reasons.
Right.
I mean, it's Georgia-Bama. Yeah. That never happens. Alabama plays everybody close, whether it's Georgia in the SEC championship game or it's, you know, you name it. Like,
right.
Alabama and Kalen DeBoer. Like, I watch Kalen DeBoer coach a lot of football games. They're all terrifying.
Right.
Like, if you're a fan of his team.
White knuckles.
Even if they get out to an early lead like they did last year against Georgia, it's a one-point game in the fourth quarter. That's
right.
Just, for whatever reason, that's what Kalen DeBoer teams do. Now, he ends up winning a lot of them.
Right.
He wins a lot of football games as a coach, but every game he coaches in ends up being really, really nerve-wracking. So, yeah, that's what I expect it to be like tomorrow, too. Plus, also, both teams are really good.
Yes. Which,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because why they're in the SEC championship game. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour, get you set for some of the big games coming up this weekend in the National Football League, of course, including the Falcons and the Seahawks here in Atlanta. Get back into some college football at 12:20 as well. We are broadcasting live from the World Cup selection party, the draw day party here at Fadeau in Buckhead. You can come to the, it's like a block party.
Yeah, man.
You can come hang out.
It's getting thick up in this.
There's a lot of people here. It's a really good time. Hopefully you can hear it in the background. But we'll be back with hour number two after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.